It's a huge story, and to my shame, as somebody who's in the news, I know far less about it than I do. I just know that there are lots and lots of reports about it and that the situation is really bad. Talking about the insurgency in northern Mozambique, an Islamist insurgency which began 4 odd years, 3.5 years ago, Cabo Delgado province, northern Mozambique. It's a very resource-rich part of Mozambique, particularly offshore, where Total and others are involved in big gas projects. And the attacks escalated in both scale and frequency in 2020. The United Nations has visited the area recently and has talked about the displacement of in excess of 500,000 people, putting a huge amount of strain on the northern countries like Zambia and Malawi. Peter Fabricius is the Africa reporter for Daily Maverick. Peter, good afternoon.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm glad to say I'm healthy. And yourself?
Yeah, so far.
I mean, it's a huge story. It's on our doorstep, but I don't know. It's just something that is relegated so much of the time to page 8.
Yeah, it is strange, actually. Mozambique generally has been sort of relegated to page 8 in South Africa's collective mind, and it's a bit puzzling. I suppose it's quite a strange country. It's got a different language and it's got a different culture. And so I suppose that might partially explain it. But this one is steadily and more than steadily getting out of hand. And yesterday we heard our international relations minister Naledi Pandor expressing, I think, considerable frustration that nothing is being done. You know.
That was the point of the article that you. That was the point of the article that you wrote in Daily Maverick today, about which we contacted you, that South Africa says we can help, but Mozambique doesn't seem to want that help.
Yeah, it is a mystery. I mean, does it mean that Mozambique just doesn't want the help? Does it mean that Mozambique can't get its act together to put a sort of coherent plan on the table? I was discussing this with a colleague who's also very more knowledgeable about Africa than I am, actually, who thinks that that Mozambique is in a sense too embarrassed to really ask for assistance from its neighbours, because it's too. I mean, until now, until last year, it never really asked for anything. It didn't want to discuss it, and out of respect, SADC never discussed it. So it took over 2 years for what is a rapidly accelerating crisis, even to be discussed by the region formally. And maybe it's still a residue of that is preventing them from putting a... Because all they did when they were asked last year about it was simply to ask for stuff, you know, guns and aircraft and whatever. Like, we don't need your help, but just give us your weapons. And that didn't fly very well with the region, which said, look, you know, that's not a coherent plan. So I don't know. Look, there's going to be a SADC summit on it, which hasn't...
a SADC summit. I'm immediately excited.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. That should solve the problem. Yeah.
All the SADC summits on Zimbabwe have done wonders for that country.
Yeah.
Peter, rather more seriously, if Mozambique did say to South Africa, as the most resource-rich of its neighbors, please help, could South Africa help? What could South Africa do to help?
Yeah, you know, that is the million-dollar question. I mean, there's some skeptics who think that it's quite convenient for South Africa to keep blaming Mozambique for not offering a plan because they don't really want to get involved. And certainly there does seem to be an inclination to want to leave it to SADC as such, as a whole, in part to sort of deflect any retaliation that might be flow from Islamic State, which is, as we know, last year threatened retaliation if South Africa or, I guess, any other regional states got involved. So if you could put together a SADC mission, even if it was just somewhat dressed up as a SADC mission, it would be better. And I guess SADC could muster something. It's got on paper at least, it's got a standby force, but it's hard to establish how much, you know, that force exists in reality. I mean, look, the armies in the region, you know, which presumably could be mobilized and organized into some kind of force. But you know what's starting to look more likely now, I think, and I may be wrong, is some non-African intervention, you know.
Yeah. Peter, how entrenched are the Islamists there? I mean, is Cabo Delgado essentially under Islamist rule and the Mozambican government is the government there in name only, or is it not quite as black and white as that?
No, it's not quite as black and white as that. There are parts of it, of Cabo Delgado, that are, you know, the sort of north eastern, the eastern part, the coast, mainly Moshambawa de Praia, and then but other districts as well around there. I don't know exactly, to be honest with you, the front line, but it's not by any means the whole of the province. It's quite a big province, and although there's, you know, I think it doesn't stretch as far south as Temba, for example, which is the key city in the province, but it's encroaching. And from Moçambique to Praia northwards to where the gas works are, it's becoming a more and more of a no-go area, which is why Total has kind of frozen operations, and there's talk from security people in the region that Total is looking more and more to its own government, it's a French company, to do something about it.
Peter Fabricius, Africa reporter for the Daily Maverick, amongst other things. Thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon.